What up, doe? What up, doe? What up, doe? This is the Plug Radio Show. The Dollar Show. You know it's my segment. I had to get down. What's up, all my people out there in Anchor Land? It's the Wavy Davy one, the Wavy one himself, dad of the podcast, Dollar Dave Walker. Get at me. Dollar Dave Walker on Facebook, Wavy Davy Splash Dad Baby on Instagram. And on Twitter, it's D Almighty Dollar. Holla at me. Get at me. Sharp Music representative. One of the guys that's just been in the game for, you know, a dub. Put my music in, put my work in behind the scenes, you know, in the scenes, shooting the scenes. I've been through it all. I've been through it with a lot of my people, good people. I got a lot of good people and things that I work with. This is the Plug Radio Show LA, where you can get plugged and stay connected. If you got any music that you need to be heard, reach out to me. You know, we'll get your songs and stuff played. We'll put you on the show. We got interviews and things that we do for up-and-coming artists that's trying to have a platform and get, you know, get to the money by getting those views and things up. So if you got some music, preferably clean. If you don't, then we'll still get you on there. You know, everybody got to be able to voice their own opinion and use their voice. You know, they trying to take everything away from us, take our rights away. Let's not let that happen. You know, we got to be able to say what we want to say when we want to say it. I understand it's a time and place for everything, but, you know, our rights is getting... It's getting, you know, taken away and definitely not being used. We're not being able to use them. It's a sad thing what's going on in the world today, where you know, we're being set up in a way to get our rights taken away and people not peeping the game. I peep game. That's what I do for a living. I'm a game peeper. I'm a watcher. You know. The streets is always watching, so you got to watch them and make sure that you don't fall victim to it. A lot of us need to really pay attention to the things that are going on around us and what's going on in the world. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Today is April Fool's Day, and what the show is about today is don't be no fool, you know. RIP to my brother JP, he would say, don't be no bean, don't be one, you know. Don't be no status being either, you know. Don't be no being for a status, you know. You being a sucker, you know, trying to get status in this game, and you fall short when you do that, because at the end of the day, don't nobody really give a fuck about what you're doing but the people that really loves you. So we gotta watch what we doing to try to get status and to be seen and stuff in this world. We gotta do it right. You know, it's a way of doing things, and, you know, don't do sucker shit to try to get on the spotlight or on the scene, and never mess over your friends or your family, the ones that help you get there. I'm a firm believer of supporting your family, your team, and your friends, because at the end of the day, if you get to the top and you got the money and you got all this fame, it's lonely at the top. You can't spend it. You can spend it all, but at the same time, there's no one there to enjoy it. So, you know, please believe that, you know, keeping family and friends close to you is key. I want to give a shout out to my people, my family, my Shark Music family. What's up to all y'all? E, what up, though? Wood on the beat, 10V. My brother Polo, Peter Hunt, Santino, what up, Tino? My boy D Stewart, you know, what up, everybody here at Imagine Studios? My brother, my partner, Eric Rhymes, what up, though, Diva E, you know, all my original Sharp members. I appreciate y'all, love y'all, big fella. What up, though, big fella? My cuz Timo, what up, though, Timo? Young Meech, what up, though? All my people out there that's been supportive. Shout out to my plug radio team, my family. Shout out to the boss lady, Christiana. Shout out to Kadish, my other partner, boss man. Check him out. He's got a lot of things going on at Kadish on Instagram. Or you can check all of us out on the Plug Radio Show LA. Shout out to my brother BG. Shout out to Rob. Shout out to the other Rob. Shout out to Liam. Shout out to my boy EL Smooth on Instagram.com. Check him out. And my brother Sir Edwards. What up, though? And all my people that's out here trying to get it and doing something. And shout out to all my graduates and stuff from LA Film. I love to see y'all do it. I love to see y'all win. What up, though, Zoe? Congratulations. What up, though, to my partner? No Team, No Sleep. You know, we get it in with the Street Team International. What up, though? I want to say to my brother Lorenzo with Street Team International. And the cinema guys, what up, though? All y'all out there getting y'all grind and stuff on. Shout out to Big Gov. Shout out to Gift Rentals. All my people that's out there trying to get to that bag. What up, though? Floss a lot. Congratulations to Nisha Nashay. They just did an interview on the Revolt TV about the Detroit women that's in this rap industry are the leading ladies. So shout out to all the ladies that's doing something in this music game and making a mark for yourselves and for our city also. We really do appreciate y'all. Shout out to Cash Doll. What up, though? Shout out to Nisha Nashay. Shout out to January Rose. What up, though? Hamatory, 10V. Shout out to so many people. Cuban Doll. Shout out to Day Day Badass. Shout out to everybody that's doing it real big and in this music industry that's making it happen. And I want to see y'all on top with your paper right, owning the rights and stuff to y'all music, and that's what it's all about, you know, owning everything and having partners and stuff in this business. You know, you don't necessarily have to be looking for a record deal and stuff, because by the time you get to the record deal and stuff, you done did all the work, and all they trying to do is, you know, ride your wave and get on your back, you know, have those people that's been with you, you know, from day one, and the people that really support you, those people to be on the spotlight with you, and those ones that you can trust, you know. Watch out for all the new people and stuff that come along, and they not bringing nothing to the table. You know, in any situation that I'm in, I'm in multiple different business ventures, I'm always bringing something to the table. That's what it's about, you know, taking care of you and your team and making sure everybody wins, because, you know, it's hard doing it alone. I try to tell people that all the time. You know, you really want to have a team that thinks like-minded and a team that's pushing you. If you don't have nobody that's pushing you, you know, stay away from those type of people. You know, we want to see our people do better. We want to see everybody win and come up, you know, and not be put down and you know, no assistance and stuff, assistance at all, because it's hard, you know, trying to do everything when you trying to do it solo. It takes longer. You don't have nobody to help you correct any mistakes and stuff that you made, and you know, it looks smaller. You know, the bigger your team is, the bigger it looks, because it's actually bigger. You know, support all your people. If you got people that's performing and, you know, they got music and stuff, tell people about it. Don't wait till they get on and you know, they already did all the work to support them. Support them in that time of need. It's about supporting people when they really, really need it, not you know, after the fact, when they get support from outside people. You know, outside people, they come and you know, they see the talent and stuff, and then, you know, they latch on, and, you know, some people help, you know, and they might be so supportive and stuff that they build a relationship, and then, you know, the situation and stuff gets bigger. I learned from dealing with a lot of different people and a lot of different groups that the biggest downfall of their success or whatever they're trying to do is people that don't support them. You know, it's hard to get their own people to support them, you know, especially in our city. I see it a lot. Instead of linking up and pulling things together to have a bigger situation, you know, everybody will hold, you know, try to hold back helping each other because they scared, you know, other people gonna get on, and that's sad. You know, if you look at Atlanta, I looked at all the people that I work with in Atlanta and all the people that's doing music and stuff that I know of. They help each other. They go in the studio together. If somebody recording, they call their people up and say, "Yo, I'm in the studio." They don't hold back, you know, and wait till the song is done and they'll be like, "Listen to this." You know, they call their people that's recording, like, "Yo, come get on this verse," or "I got this beat, you know, check this beat out," you know. You know, make sure that you include your people and not just trying to do everything by yourself, because, you know, everybody might not want to hear you particularly. Like, they might want to hear a different voice. They might want to hear a female voice. They might want to hear somebody with, you know, a high-pitched voice or a raspy voice, or, you know, somebody that's just got a different type of lingo. Somebody that's just really, really just silly. You know, they bring the comedy thing to it. And that gives you a bigger audience, you know. Like, some people, you know, want to hear different things in a variety of different artists. So think about it like that, you know. All the people that came up, like, think about, like, Jay-Z and UGK. When Jay-Z put UGK on his Big Pimpin' song, that song blew up, you know. And so many people respect UGK. Shout out to, you know, China, his wife, and shout out to Bun B. What up, though, Bootsy? What up, though, the whole Trill fam? What up, though, Webby? All those people that love and respect him, that gave even Jay-Z a bigger platform. You know, it's crazy, but these are the things that people do. Even Jay-Z knew that it was gonna help with the broadcast. You know, well, this is the Plug Radio Show, LA. I'm your host, Wavy David Walker. You know what we're talking about today is don't be no fool on April Fool's Day. And always about helping others. Got to get into a song real quick. Let's get into some music. We're going to get into some of that 10V and January Rose.